Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. You know, in Georgia, a little over 30% of adults are obese, and 65% are overweight, leading to increased likelihood of health problems, including kidney disease. And a lot of us don't think about that. Dr. Griffin Rogers, director of the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, joins us this morning because March is National Kidney Month. And there is a focus this morning. How are you?
Oh, good to talk to you this morning. And you're absolutely right. Kidney disease is something that we really do need to raise awareness of because of its link to diabetes and high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And particularly as those conditions are so high among the African-American community. And so since they're at such high risk, Our goal is to really suggest that your audience take action to prevent kidney disease, mm-hmm. to get tested for kidney disease, and to join family and friends and communities to promote kidney health, not only during the month of March, but throughout the year.
Yes, yes. You know, I saw here as I was reading the information that more women than men are diagnosed with kidney disease. Why is that?
Well, there are several features that might explain that. Mm-hmm. One is, of course, diabetes and high blood pressure, the most common causes of kidney disease, are quite common in all populations, but they may affect women a little bit more than men. Mm-hmm. For example, somewhere between 5 to 9% of women during a normal pregnancy will develop what's called gestational diabetes, and that puts them at higher risk of developing diabetes later on. Mm-hmm. And so that's one particular explanation. Another thing, apart from diabetes and high blood pressure, lupus is a condition which appears to affect women a little bit more frequently mm-hmm. than men. And of course, lupus, one of the main organs that lupus, which is an autoimmune disease, attacks is the kidney. That and a couple of other features explains why there's a slightly higher prevalence among women than men. In the state of Georgia, 3% of adults are diagnosed with kidney disease, and a little bit north of 3% occurs in women. So there is a slight gender disparity.
So, you know, when we go into our doctor's offices, and those of us who have high blood pressure, I do, I take medication and have had it for years, but not diabetes, do we ask, can you look at our kidneys? Is that a part of the comprehensive battery of tests that they do every 3 or 4 months?
It really should be. I'm not sure you need to do it as frequently as 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence, but testing for kidney disease is actually quite simple. It's two tests. One is a blood test. Of course, just to back up for a second, your kidney's major role is to filter out the waste products that are produced over a 24-hour period of mm-hmm. time and to eliminate them in the urine, and also to keep a good balance between the amount of salt and fluids that we ingest and remove what's not necessary. And so the goal of these simple tests to determine whether kidney disease is present, the blood test is a test that determines the amount of filtering that the kidney does normally mm-hmm. on a 24-hour basis. And a urine test detects whether there's protein, a certain type of protein, present in your urine. Normally, if the filters are working well, that protein is retained in the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. If there's presence of protein in the urine, that's an indication that the filters have been damaged. So a simple blood test and a urine test will determine whether it's present or not. If it's not present, then less frequent test of it. If it is present, obviously you want to test that a little bit more frequently mm-hmm. to see whether the disease is progressing.
Can those filters be repaired, or do they never? Can they regenerate or be repaired?
Well, that is the goal of some of the research that we're involved in. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that in the future, if someone, because of their genetic predisposition, has a tendency to develop a kidney disease, that we'll have the tools available to try to coax those remaining cells to re-differentiate, if you would, or to develop back into normally functioning filters. Mm-hmm. But that's a long-range goal. The medications that we have currently can slow or halt in some circumstances the progression of further kidney damage. It turns out that, you know, we have two kidneys, but we only need about one half of one kidney to normally filter these waste products. That's one of the reasons that kidney disease is considered a silent disease, because mm-hmm. you could lose up to three-quarters of your kidney function and still appear absolutely normal. And that's why it's so important to begin to diagnose it earlier so you can slow or halt the progression so additional filters aren't damaged or destroyed.
What about family history? I know when in my 30s I began having problems with my kidneys, but I found out that my grandmother has the same issue and my aunt has the same issue and all that. So, I mean, is there a family history? Is that, you know, a part of it?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you bring that up, because that's one of the things that we were really striving for during this National Kidney Awareness Month, that if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, or if kidney disease runs in your family, certainly with, you know, first-degree relatives, mm-hmm. like you just mentioned, you're at greater risk. And therefore, you know, during your normal visit, your next visit to your health care provider, asking for tests to determine whether kidney disease exists in you. And also this month, we realize that a lot of people get their health information at their places of worship.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is the seventh consecutive year that we've been partnering with a Chi Eta Phi nursing sorority to hold Kidney Sunday events at places of worship. Now over 150, in fact, in Georgia, there are eight participating churches.
Mm-hmm.
People will learn about the things that we're discussing. Nurses will be on available to test and monitor blood pressure and give important information. If your place of worship isn't currently participating, though, your listeners can go to our website, niddk.nih.gov, and search for Kidney Sundays and download this information that's going to be presented at the churches.
That's
this is the spring,
good.
Also, I just want to mention.
Yeah.
And this is a time that people tend to do family reunions. That's mm-hmm. another place where family members can kind of share what kind of conditions they have so that their younger family members might be tested later on. And again, going to that same website and searching for family reunions, you can gather the same information.
Yeah. Great, great. This is that time. Well, it's coming up anyway. And
let's hope so.
Yes, yes. I know that old school, they don't really talk about that stuff, but I pop right in and ask, so Grandma, what other health issues do you have? Do you have anything? I'm a grandma that has nothing else, but she does have a mild kidney mm-hmm. dysfunction. I have a mild kidney dysfunction. So you do need mm-hmm. to ask your family mm-hmm. members. It's so, so important. And can folks go to this website again for just general information about kidney disease?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that website, in fact, your point, not everyone can sort of, you know, can muster the confidence to ask those questions. And so what these toolkits provide is kind of conversation starters, how mm-hmm. to, what words you can begin to use, and then you can sort of, you know, speak in your normal way. But yeah, our website, niddk.nih.gov, provides a host of information on kidney disease, on diabetes, on weight information.
Yes.
And so I really encourage your listeners to avail themselves of that opportunity.
You know, and we do have to say that minor, just small lifestyle changes will make your life a whole lot better. It really will. Quality of life is so important. So, take your medication. I was talking to somebody, was with my family last weekend, about 100 of us, and was talking to one of my uncles, and he says, I didn't take my medication. I was, what? You didn't take your medication? What is going on with you? You know, when I kind of chastised him a little bit. But I see oftentimes people omit it for different reasons, or they forgot about it or whatever. You need to take your medication.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you raise another important point. In fact, one of the things that we're stressing this month is, you know, kidney disease, you know, affects women a little bit more often.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really asking women to serve as role models to encourage healthier, you know, lifestyle habits in their friends and family members in the broader community. Because women often do take the lead when it with respect to sort of encouraging people to do the right thing. And so thanks for bringing that up. That really reminds me of that important factor.
Well, Dr. Griffin Rogers, director of the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this important information.
Well, thanks for having me on your show. And again, just to mention once again, if your listeners like to get more information, they can visit our website at nidk.nih.gov, or they can follow us on Twitter at nidkgov.
All right. Thank you so much.